firstly, just for the viewers, I beg you put that hat on, please.
To take the mic off.
Yeah, yeah, take the headphones off.
Wait, it's very important.
The camera's there, bro.
It was a dark night, stormy and raining.
Of all the, was it?
Wait, no, that's the scene. It goes, Murdoch, I'm coming for you. Dun, 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 dun.
Was that Robocop?
No, man, that was Rambo, man.
Murdoch.
Remember the guy's name was Murdoch.
Who? Oh, Rambo.
You remember Rambo? He goes. They go, what is it? Something, something. Calling Rambo, and he goes, Murdoch.
Who's Murdoch again, bro?
He's the general. The one who put him into the...
But he's a good guy, though.
No, he's not. No, there's another one. I forgot his general. There's the other guy.
Part one, you're talking about?
Yeah, the part one with the tie. He put him in.
Okay, can I say part one? Let's start off with Rambo,
okay, First Blood is not part one.
First Blood. First Blood. Got First Blood, yeah?
Wow.
First
wicked movie.
Buff, that... Buff.
Wow.
The resemblance.
That's Amir. That's Amir. Coming late for class. Hey, warm up. Everyone warm up, bro. I've just come from A&E.
He's coffee in his hand.
Bro, that's exactly your body proportions, bro.
Look at his hands. He's got Khalid's hands, though.
Mashallah.
Bro, that's his toenails, bro. That's your toenails. What do you reckon he's thinking there, bro? Well, who's he fooling with that trench coat, man? That's what I want to know. Who is he fooling? Anyway, First Blood, Rambo, yeah?
Awesome film.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome film.
Musa, you seen it? Yeah. Why?
Why what?
Why are they messing with him, bro?
Well, the monster goes, don't push me.
But the thing is, yeah, that cop was
going for it.
He messed with the wrong guy.
I know. That was bad.
That's life.
Man took out the whole town.
You know the best bit? He goes, I'm just going to drive you and drop you off. Just don't come back. He goes, and he starts walking back on the bridge. He goes, I just want to go home. He keeps saying, I just want
to go home.
I just want to go home.
So there was a lot, you know, that there's a lot of, especially after Vietnam, yeah?
PTSD and stuff.
There was PTSD and also a lot of, what do they call them? People used to just vagabond. No, but used to travel the country.
But they had a lot of resentment.
Yeah.
After.
Because fighting a war that was like
basis, right?
Not necessary.
Yeah.
And that all triggered the whole flower power, movement, like in the 60s. No. When was Vietnam, bro? 60s, right?
I think it was.
Was Vietnam, oh my God.
This is the scene, bro. Oh, bro, doesn't look, martial arts, it's wait, bro.
No, what is it? Bro. Yeah, watch him do some moves.
Oh, yes.
Bro, does he look like Mashy?
He does a bit. Boom. What was that? He grabbed him.
He does an overhook. Overhook tight, look.
Boom! Back fist. But watch this. Block and right to the throat. Boom! And then drop him.
But where's the overhand,
like,
bro?
He does like kicks and stuff.
Does he?
Yeah, and sweeps and stuff.
Oh, the shower scene. This is
bro, he's
bad.
Ripped though, bro.
Why though?
He's bodied up. Why, bro? Why?
There's no need for that, bro.
Why?
You can tell he's been through some stuff.
But wasn't...
Bro, can I just say something? Getting licked like that in the bottom part of your back.
Spine.
Bro.
Yeah, that's mad.
That's bro. The thing is, we think about it, bro. You also, don't forget, elemental is racism, wasn't it? Because John Rambo was a mix. He was American Indian.
Was he?
Swedish, Irish. He had. Remember they pulled out his bio, and I was like, how did this happen? What mad conception was that?
He was made in a lab, man.
And basically, yeah.
A bit of Cherokee blood.
I'm telling you, the way to put it, bro. Amazing.
Bruv, Sylvester Stallone bodied up, bruv.
Yeah, that was
3% body fat.
But Amir, is it the lip problem, bro? Is it
Imran's got the same thing. Imran, you got the same thing,
when you talk one side, the same. I speak to one side of
my face. What is that?
He had
a problem as a baby, yeah.
He had a stroke.
No, but didn't he have like a paralyzed in the half of his face?
Yeah, so like paralyzed.
Yeah, but he had it since he was a baby, though.
Yeah.
Imagine the way he was crying, bro. Adrian! That's a Rocky kind of
Adrian! But he goes, Mick!
you know that scene?
When Mickey's dying?
Yeah, years later, I realised he was actually saying something.
What's he saying? You thought he was sobbing?
Yeah. I thought he was just sobbing. But he was saying, Mickey, we had so many things to do.
What is the
and I was like, oh man, this guy's talking.
That's the scene! That's the scene!
He's actually talking.
You know, Mickey cracks me up. It's like every Arab mum in it. You're gonna kill me! I go, oh, yeah. Stop! We know some people are fighting. They're just they'll faint, and then everyone's just like looking, you're all right, and then the fight stops, isn't it?
Yeah, but real talk, bro. In every Rocky movie, his eyes are mashed up.
Yeah, yeah, he gets battered, bro.
How is he not blind?
He gets battered, but he does get blind in part two, isn't it?
Is remember? It?
Like, barely, bro.
Don't remember part two
when he gets
the he goes, look, you're gonna slap this
and
face.
And he slaps him.
Oh yes.
You can't even see it coming, Rock.
But Amir, seriously,
what a great movie, like,
bro. Awesome, bro.
So basically, he's got periorbital edema.
What's that?
The breathful plate is swollen. No, basically, both his eyeballs are swollen around the, oh, I love Apollo Creed, but this guy, he had a sick
body
build.
He's a body.
He had a wicked build.
But he's way taller than Sylvester Stallone, isn't it?
What was he? Do you remember that Action Jackson? Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a wicked film.
What's Action Jackson?
He was like a super cop, but it was the most funniest bro. If you Zach, type in Action Jackson. What's his name? Carl Weathers.
Oh, there we go.
Bro, there were some serious, proper serious scenes in that film. Like jumping over cars and kicking people, bro. Stuff like that.
Is it one of those blaxploitation films?
Basically,
That whole era in it.
Bro, you know where what's his name? Dolph Lundgren. He's a black belt in karate, bro.
Of course he's, yeah.
He's a world champion. He's actually a world champion, right? Or what? He competed, though.
I don't know if he's world champion.
I know he competed. I don't know. Check it out, bro. Dolph Lundgren.
Is he world champion?
Dolph.
Do you know the thing I don't understand about Rocky, Mama? Do you know I'll ask Khalid from a
pugilism.
From pugilism point of view.
From what?
You know from like striking. You know that bit where he goes, cut me.
With the eye.
And he takes that razor that's got spinning blade. Yeah. And he basically takes off all of the... I was thinking, that's a little bit too much.
But does he put Vaseline on it afterwards?
I don't know what
he
does.
He just went out bleeding, bro.
Basically,
He just had his jam on his eye. That's it,
bro. What's his fight record, bro?
I don't think he has one.
He don't, man.
So he's just a...
Black belt.
Yeah, black belt in Kyokushin.
Is it?
I think Van Damme used to compete.
But you know
he?
Dolph Lundgren, he's the people that Hitler was talking about, isn't it? The super race. You know that? when Hitler was talking about the super race,
he was talking about Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
With his 5'5" height, little blood and black hair.
Yeah, like he looked Jewish though.
Yeah.
If he said he was Jewish, you would believe him.
But didn't he come from a Jewish
family? Yeah, I think he's grown.
Freestyle. I don't know.
No, double check it.
I remember hearing something about
his lineage. There's a lineage. There's definitely something there.
Jewish. So what would you reckon, bruv? You know what? Yeah, like it's crazy, bruv. It's the way he was able to just whip up.
But why was that? I think a lot of it was hysteria, isn't it? You can actually whip up a lot of.
Look, it happened in the same thing happened in Bosnia. Same thing.
Yeah. Suddenly everyone's just
suddenly. Just it wasn't really suddenly, but I guess people.
How about Rwanda?
Bruv, America.
America, yeah, America.
When Donald Trump came into power, there was a civil war. Do you remember Brexit? When people were being told to go home on the street. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I went home.
You went. Did you go to Morocco that year, bro?
Yeah, I went home.
Yeah.
So I was like, bye.
Bye. But you know what? One day we should just
go home. It's cold here anyway.
You know what? One day we should just listen to them and just go home.
You know what? It's so funny.
Go on.
I was working in Southend. I was working in A&E. Oh, this was, I think Moose was like about 1 year old, maybe 17, 18 years ago. And I remember one of the consultants came. I think this was around the time that I think BNP won a seat.
Oh, right.
They won a seat. And then something about, oh, look, they've got it. Oh, my God. If you know, this like,
yeah,
it's a kind of panic. Oh, my God, they're gonna come and kick everyone out. And then there was this consultant from palliative care. He came down to review a patient in resus. I mean, this patient wasn't for resus, but anyway, just he was chatting. He said, I think he works in IT as well. He's a really, really nice English gentleman, really polite guy. He goes, let's just figure this one out. He goes, let's look around. Because this topic came up. You know, we were sitting talking. He goes, let's see the number of, say, Asian, Afro-Caribbean, East Asian, basically non-Caucasian physicians, nurses, HJs working in Southend. Mm. And he goes, just count. And basically... I mean, I'd even count the South Africans. He goes, basically, the Afrikaners, because they'll say that they have to have a visa, they have to get all this. Yeah. It's not easy. I mean, I know two South African consultants that are literally struggling to stay in the UK because it's so hard. Like, the amount of things they have to do is ridiculous. So you count all the numbers, and it was literally, I think, 90% of them were basically non-Caucasian. He goes, now look, then this is his words, because now look at the cohort that they're protecting and serving. And they're aiding, you know, their life. most of them, if not all, were Caucasian. He goes, so if you told these people to go home, because what's going to happen to this department? You know?
But I think it's more than go home, innit? I think it's... You have to be under the foot to have a relationship. Does that make sense? There has to be a hierarchy, innit? You can't kind of...
Class system.
Yeah, because they can't function outside of... Because that's what they really mean, innit? Like, stay here, but know your place kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't try and change things. Don't try and, you know, accept the colonial past and accept... But you've got to talk to me at, like... You know how pharmacists, when you walk in, they're always like, why is that, bro? Why is it when you... But I don't know if you do it anymore.
You're asking the wrong person.
No, do you remember? I don't know if you do it anymore. Do you remember walking in pharmacy? The pharmacy is always one step higher. He's talking to me.
Isn't that true, bro?
Yeah, the platform. Why is that, bro?
I don't know. I just thought,
you know, hey, bring it up a little bit, bro. These peasants are coming in for But yeah, so like I remember speaking to one of my colleagues back in the day, and I was asking her about this. I was saying, what do you think this is? Like, why do you keep telling us to go home? Yeah? And I think the narrative of, like, you know, if you look at the news and you look at the Daily Mail, you know, Express, all these things, yeah, they always highlight immigration, and it's an algorithm that they have, yeah. But if they devoted the same amount of energy to actually highlighting what immigrants have done, do you see what I'm saying? Because there's always material. There's always content. If you go out there, you say, there's Muslim doctors, black doctors. Do you remember that doctor that we were talking about last time?
The surgeon that got put in prison.
He got put in prison, bro.
You know, I tell you something.
What was the story? Do you remember the story?
Really, really. He actually wrote a book. I need to get, if Zach can find this, there's a black surgeon in prison. It was really heartbreaking. When you read the report, bro.
It was like a miscarriage of justice, bro.
It's just like what happened to that black pediatric registrar consultant, who I think she's a Muslim, who came back from.
Oh, yeah. Yes, him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my days. If you read the story.
You know, his actual son, left medical school.
Yeah, he was.
Can you summarize it? I don't know what it is.
So basically what happened was he, from what I remember from the report I read, there's something happened. He is, firstly, amazing surgeon. Like, impeccable surgeon, yeah? And he's
Nigerian, right?
No, I think Congo or Senegalese. One of these. He basically came from a family of, I think, 9 or 10 children. Lived in a very disaster, like, you know,
basically
the war-torn.
Basically, the Francis Ngannou of...
Basically, of surgeons, yeah?
Of surgeons,
and
yeah.
I think he got married. His wife was an English nurse. So he came to the UK, basically, mama, with nothing.
Yeah.
And all his heart, all his efforts, and he's super intelligent. Anyway, got into med school, became a doctor, became a surgeon. Bro, you know the process of becoming a surgeon back then?
You were going to become a surgeon, right?
Yeah, I was in surgery, then I kind of, you know, went to emergency medicine, then I was like, I don't know who my kids are anymore, so I'm going to become a GP, but that's another story.
Oh, it's too much time.
Yeah, didn't have the time family. So this guy, became a surgeon, became very well established. Bro, and back then, to become a surgeon we're talking 70s, 80s. This is like, I'm sorry to say, it's really like institutional racism to another level. And obviously, he's a black surgeon who's come from a difficult part of Africa. And, you know, he was, everyone loved him. Something happened to a patient. There was a delay in their management, but it wasn't his fault. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I hope I'm not mistaken.
Perforated bowel.
But it was something to do with, to go back in, the consultant anaesthetist, or one of them.
They didn't book it properly or something.
There was something like that. And then somehow the blame was shifted on him.
What happened? Last
minute, anaesthetist was delayed with another case. So they had to get another anaesthetist.
So it took long. The person died, right? Or something happened?
So what happened was, obviously, you know, there are deaths in surgery to this day. You know, you've got anesthetic risk, you've got post-surgical complications, you've got complications on the surgical table.
Yeah.
Someone could have anything that can happen. Obviously, the risk is you try to minimize risk as possible, as much as possible. So anyway, I'm under the impression that when it all happened, it's like, oh my God, this is really terrible. And, you know, they've spoken to the family.
Like, for example, 2 minutes.
So then they went to the tribunal.
Who went to the tribunal?
He was told to come to the tribunal, and he said in his book, I'm just trying to recall, he said when I walked in, all of the candidates who were waiting were Asian and black. And he goes, at that point, I was like, oh, no. So obviously, when he sat in, there was the tribal was being taking place, and then someone stopped it. I don't know if it was like some advocate or, you know, in quotation marks, a judge. If you read the report, he actually said, we need to stop the case. Can you please leave the room? And he was like, why? Why? Because why'd you leave the room for? The surgeon was told to leave the room.
Okay, right.
He goes, there's been a miscarriage of justice here, and I think this is now a criminal case.
What do you mean, with regards to him?
With regards to him, that this is actually... Then when he came back in, he goes, this is manslaughter.
Whoa.
Whoa. It went from possible clinical negligence, which wasn't on his case, that he'd done nothing wrong, slapped with manslaughter.
But everybody in that case was Asian or black.
No, 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 not in that case. So the GMC, obviously, or the General Medical Council, there were people waiting for their turn, right? He goes, and all these people were basically Asian or black, and they were waiting to be basically judged, if you want, yeah? And he goes, then it went to, is it criminal court? Or it was manslaughter.
Magistrate.
Magistrates. He went to I don't know how many years he'd done.
He'd done a bird, bro.
He learned Arabic, I think. I think he learned Arabic in prison.
Is it? He learned a bird, bro.
Oh, so they actually charged him?
Yes,
yeah, man,
the guy went to prison.
The charge went to prison.
Did he get compensated?
I don't know. You know when he came back.
And what happened? So
when he came back, he was like, he goes, I want nothing to do with this anymore. They were like, oh no, you can, you know, it's ethical. But you know, like, someone's vomited on your
food. Did they clear him after?
The case
was tried in October, November 2013. He was found not guilty of perjury charge, but guilty by a majority of 10 to 2, the minimum required to convict of the manslaughter charge. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Served 15 months, including 2 times in prisons in Suffolk, many miles from his family, who had to make long journeys.
So 1 second, so they cleared him of what?
Perjury.
Perjury.
What's perjury?
Lying. But the thing is, what my thing is, this is what I'm trying to say.
But why was it manslaughter, though? That's what I was.
This is what I can't understand. And even though in his book he said, look, this, you know, he's not defending to say this had nothing to do with me. It's like that registrar, the pediatric registrar, that child who nearly, I think, died had nothing to do with her. But it was the consultant who'd made the mistake. Obviously, it is what it is. The consultant, I think, from what I recall, was Caucasian, and there was some issue there. And then they were like, right, scapegoat. So she they took her out, and then she had to fight. And I think the BMJ got involved, the BMA got involved. But like, this is wrong. You can't blame her. She's done nothing wrong. And then they gave her the position back. But the problem is, you know, once you've been traumatized, do you know the?
So he's not practicing anymore.
I think he stopped, and
he's
son
part time now.
Yeah, but I think his son left medical school because
he's doing sales.
Yeah, can you imagine his son in his final year goes, I see my dad go through this. He goes, that means no one is safe.
Do they talk to you about this when you go through medical school?
They don't, but you know what they do? They did it with the junior doctors that were my trainees. And one of them said something. I was so really upset. The GMC do like these talks in your final, like in your intern year as a junior doctor. They were all these, imagine all these like first year, second year doctors. You know, they're fresh, wet behind the ears, come straight out. They're in this lecture hall. GMC say, yeah, you know, this is the situation, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, usually the suicide rate, if you get GMC investigated, is like, I think, one in ten. And this junior doctor, basically they commit suicide when they get a letter from GMC.
It's basically harakiri.
Is it true though?
It is. There was a case recently, an ITU consultant killed himself, a Sri Lankan consultant.
Why?
Because it's like, they've done nothing.
You spent your whole life studying, and it's very stressful.
And you're like this, Bobo, you're like, oh my.
And it's a life that potentially.
And to be frank, yeah, you don't know anything else. This is your. Someone's gonna.
I can vouch for that, because if you were a doctor, I don't know what the hell you would be doing, blood. You're practically useless at everything else.
Where's the power socket, Zach?
If you were a doctor, what would you be, bro?
To be fair.
The Hank McCoy is a doctor, bro.
Yeah,
I honestly.
Go ahead. Don't say actor.
Nah, he's acting.
Say actor. Oh, snap. Yeah, if you went, go on.
C'est une catastrophe.
Go on.
Mr. Neo.
Hey, bro, you'd be rescuing people from the Matrix. That's what you'd be doing. Okay, if you were fighting or involved in anything,
I'll be fighting in something else. Honestly,
bro, like, fighting for my life.
Any other job, bro, like, I'll be fighting.
You'll be doing.
I'll be like sales and beating
aggressive
up
sales.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Like Gordon Gekko with the whole spider or Wolf of Wall Street.
Buy this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now,
I would have got into cooking.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was in, you know, junior master chef.
Oh, you did say that, man. What, yes. You were actually in it?
No, I was invited.
Then what happened?
I didn't do it.
Like proper?
Not now. Not properly. But yeah, proper, yeah, yeah. I used to love cooking home.
What do you mean not now?
What's your speciality? Kofte? No.
Kofte! Oh, Fari! You know, it would be my favorite, honestly, is lasagna.
What do you mean, to cook?
Yeah, I actually make all the sauces myself.
No way.
I don't get anything from
this. Lasagna is for babies, bro.
Nah. You know when you make that white sauce and red sauce?
That look, can you cook?
What's the white sauce called? If you're nothing. A proper chef, what's the white sauce called?
It's called white sauce.
Bichamel, bro. Even I know that, bro. Okay, honestly.
Do you know who taught me to make that?
Go on.
It was on your podcast a few weeks ago. Mansour.
No way.
He taught me how to make the white sauce and the red sauce.
And then, like, what was the context?
No, we were just cooking together once.
That's weird.
Wow.
Did he cook as well?
Yeah, he's very good.
I'm cooking with my cousin. I've never
actually done that before.
Beatrice.
You know, with the apron.
In our singlets.
An apron, and you turn around like, oh!
Oh, man. Shout out to Mansour, bro.
MashaAllah. Yeah, cooking is really therapeutic, bro. And you know, but the funny thing is, you never eat.
So I was beating people up.
Hey, eat some of this. Eat some what?
Oh, man.
You know, the thing is, but you never eat your own food. I never enjoy eating my own food.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, I could never do that.
What do you mean?
Cook. It takes so long. And you know how you bang it out in 2 seconds?
I got fried. Yeah, that's true.
But
the reward is not there, bro. Yeah. That's great. I spent the whole day making it.
Okay, the thing is, Muhammad's seen the way I'm moving the house, and he goes, bro, you're like you're working in A&E. Remember I was serving all the kids in the kitchen?
But it's stressful, bro. Watching it is stressful. Get out. What is him?
I'm not going to fork.
Calm down, bro.
No, scalpel. Scalpel.
Yeah, man. But I'm like, you know what I do? I try to cook, like, I do burgers, yeah? But
That's it,
basically, yeah? But it's like someone took a nuclear bomb to the kitchen, bro. Bro, seriously.
There's like meat on the wall.
I get stressed out because, you know what I don't like about cooking, bro? Is...
having two things on at once.
Yeah, but bro, like, when did this stop and this start? And when did I... Bro, the rice is all hard and then this... Bro, I just get all stressed out, bro.
Did you take it to go...
Honestly, bro, I just get stressed out, bro. I tried it once or twice. I cooked macaroni cheese once. That's not even
Mac
hard.
Cheese is my favorite, bro.
35 kilos of cheese, bro. Every cheese.
And yeah, and another thing as well, because we grew up in a big family, yeah. Like,
just grate that. Remember, you had to grate the cheese back in the day.
Oh, long.
There was
long
no grated cheese.
No, but you still don't get grated cheese, bro.
Well, like, back in the day,
when you grate the cheese, better.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's better when you grate.
But bro, you know, like, oh my god.
Yeah. Did you ever go shopping? I used to go shopping with my dad. Yeah?
My mom.
Yeah.
So
it was never buy one of something, innit? Nah. It was always like 30 million this and 5 million that.
Bro, do you remember the shopping trolley? You're like, I feel a bit shy going to the checkout. It's like, it's just full. It's like it's a mountain.
Yeah. So when I got married and I obviously had to live by myself, like I would always, like food would go off because I'd
you
go.
Bought too much.
And my wife goes, listen, I'll take over. Just park yourself up over there. To this day,
I have white belt.
White belt. One time she gave me a shopping list, yeah? Bro, you're going to crack up, bro. Yeah. Proper donkey, bro. No, this is what happened. She put the shopping list. I shopped based on where the shopping. So, yeah. I was there for 3 hours. I was stressed out. I was in the Caribbean. I was like this, bro.
He goes to the dairy, gets the milk, comes back to get the rice, comes back to get the cheese.
Yeah. Wallahi, I'm not joking,
bro. They're technical.
Then what she did, bro, she was like...
She wrote the list in order of way. Yes. As you walk in, she's visualised it.
She's like, right, yeah. Where vegetables are here, get the vegetables first. Do you see what I'm saying?
With the album number.
Huh?
With the aisle number.
Bro, I'm telling you. Now, but I don't
clean up on
anymore.
Aisle two.
I don't go shopping anymore. We do it online now, alhamdulillah, bro. But
alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's stressful,
bro. Yeah, but even then, bro, last time I got online, I ordered cheese, they gave me bleach.
Yeah, that's yeah, they do that. They do that, bro.
Sorry, we didn't sure. have cheese. So
you sure they went Arab?
Same thing,
brother.
It's okay.
Just drink. Say Bismillah, you're okay, brother. Think you'll be good.
Do you still go shopping?
I still got a review cook, bro.
Yeah, bro.
MashaAllah.
When's the last time you could be honest, bro? When's the last time you cooked?
I haven't made a meal probably in about 2 years.
Yeah, so you don't really cook, do you?
But yeah, you see what it is. It's like
you can't say
he's retired. Bro.
2 years
retired.
Ago,
he's retired.
I'm thinking maybe it was last year.
He's like Floyd Mayweather, isn't
it? I think it was last year in COVID time. I cooked some.
What did you cook?
He's like Erfat, bro. He makes eggs.
you know, it's really funny. I had a very good, I hope you're not listening to this. It's a colleague at work. And I was having tea, and so what are you doing? She goes, "I'm just gonna put these eggs in the microwave." And I went,
"What?
Whoa!" I said, "I know you can do that." I was like, "Yeah, you can mix it and then cook it." And I was like. I looked, I went...
That's disgusting,
I've never, I've never heard of it.
I said, I think you need to throw that in the bowl.
Well, you mean crack the eggs?
Put it in a bowl, and then put it in the microwave, and launch.
She might as well just air, like Rocky.
like Rocky. Back.
It's like Ronnie Coleman. You know what she's... remember those YouTube videos used to make? Or those videos used to make?
Lightweight.
Yeah, exactly.
Lightweight, baby!
But remember, like, it's the whole day. He wakes up, and he's like... He's already sweaty, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 4 a.m, yeah. and he's got this, like, pro... Like this, I think 45 eggs or something, yeah?
Yes.
Cracks it into a bowl, and I'm pretty sure he puts it in the microwave. Yeah?
That's what he does.
And then he's just sitting there like, bro.
You know, I was at his gym, remember? Talking about eating, like, the K would definitely was, you know, you go to these gyms, yeah? And there was a brother, it was...
You're talking about legends?
Yeah. I'm gonna stop there.
Okay, go.
There's a brother there, bless him. And I saw him, and he put tuna can, protein shake,
oh!
Egg. I looked at him, I was like, what are you doing, bro? He goes, it's going down the same hole, bro. And then he went,
no!
Yeah, he whizzed it
no,
up!
No.
I was looking, thinking, there must be a bit.
Was there milk in there?
I think there was milk oh, as well.
Clear this up for me.
Yeah,
please.
The fish and milk. Yeah.
Clear this up
for me. Give you jaundice?
Is it what?
No, there's a few things that...
Oh, I remember. Serious? Jaundice.
Depends what family you're from, bro, yeah?
Fish and milk gives you jaundice.
I've listened to this one.
He said a proper Moroccan.
Jaundice.
But you know, I didn't believe it. Because you said filet or fish with
mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But what about this one?
I had the same thing at med school. Right? Yeah. This is funny you bring this up. I actually said it to one of the older brothers. He's an ophthalmological consultant at Moorfields.
The Persians have the same thing as well?
No. He said to me, I said, no, you shouldn't put fish with milk.
He said that
I
to
said
you?
That to him.
Oh, right.
And he went, there's a special dish in Canada where they actually cook fish and milk. And I went, oh, okay then.
But
okay.
So what I heard was, I don't know if it's just Arabs that do this, bro. Yeah, there's jaundice when I heard that.
Yeah.
Paralysis of the face.
And wind in your back.
wind in your back.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. But that led to them, isn't it?
No.
Can I tell you what that is, bro?
Eating fish and milk.
That's what happens when Khalid punches in the stomach. Okay. Wind in your back.
Okay, can I ask another question? Yeah, since I've got you. And Khalid, you look like your mum's ever said this to you.
Go on, go on. Go on.
Like, darbak al-rih. You know darbak al-rih? Like, the literal translation is, the wind hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah? But that's just called a cold, isn't it? Flu. But then there's this other thing where they get, I don't have to explain it, bro. Like, they say wind gets trapped in your, like, back, and then you rub it and you start burping and stuff. Like, what is that, bro? Do you have that at all, like trapped wind, but in your muscle somewhere, or?
No, so that's...
What is that?
Physiologically, it's impossible to draw air out of your muscle.
This is what I'm saying,
GI
bro.
Track.
However... Where's my mum? Just listen to this. Ummi, listen,
I'm
yeah?
I'm going to tell Khale.
Just tell her, please. This trapped wind...
So this sensation you're feeling... What is that? Yeah, so this sensation you're feeling is usually a gastric irritation. And some people describe it like the gastric or the stomach becomes irritated. Some people describe it as, I feel like there's a balloon inside.
Yeah, but
there's
what about it's not in the stomach area?
Or they feel like there's just they're like in the back or the inside.
Yeah. It's like that injury I got here, and my back sore's up.
Yeah,
what injury you got?
I was training in Morocco, and some guy for
dislocated
some reason
rib, isn't it?
Yeah, some guy just decided to double leg me while I was doing kickboxing. So I defended it and heard something pop, And it pops out, and then I it keeps coming and going. But when this swells up, I get pain here in my back. My back swells up. So
this is radiation pain. Pain of radiation, yeah. You get back pain. So, and the thing is, when you rub and you burp, you're alleviating that stress. And
so what's the burping coming? What is that?
So that's probably going to be fulminating gases from the stomach, isn't it? So you've got like all the gastric juices, you've got the gastric irritation, all this stuff together.
So but sometimes they get like, you know, here.
Yeah, 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 again.
I rub it
again, yeah, and you feel better, yeah.
There's another one, bro, yeah? Oh, yeah! And go, they go from your... See, I don't know if it's translated as...
If
belly
you lift heavy things, your belly button
drops.
Falls. Drops.
Oh, it's a hernia.
That's a hernia, right?
Wait. And then they turn you on your back, yeah? And then they pull your skin up and you hear a pop. Is that true?
I'm awfully worried about that.
I don't know what that is.
That sounds like something.
I don't know who pulled your back here.
No, not me. Who? I'm saying that's what they do.
I've never heard that.
Bruv, wallah, that's what they do, bruv. They go in the back here and then they go.
Yeah?
I've never heard that.
You know, I don't want to cuss it off because it might be some really good procedure that we haven't we haven't actually understood yet.
Well, this is a good segment when he's here, like folk remedies, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's even like snake oils.
It's so funny. Like, even like Arab thing. When my eye itches, she goes, "Your eye has smelt something."
Or if you sneeze three times, you're going to see somebody.
My eye smelt something.
What do you mean your eye smelt something?
Like, she means that your eye's irritated.
Okay, like wait.
Hedger.
Can I smell something? Wait. Okay, now.
The use of the Arabic language, bro.
Can I tell you?
Go ahead. Is there any Persian one?
Our languages are very, obviously, they're similar. Yeah. Arabic actually influenced Persian. But do you know something interesting? There's a lot of things they say in Farsi. When you translate it literally.
Doesn't make any sense.
So there's one that's called Khokba Saram. Okay. That means dust on my head. But when you look at it, it means you bury your head in the floor. Just if I need to find a couple of these memes, bro. And so Chokma Sara means, you know, it's literally like, I deserve, shame on me. Look at this. It's on me, innit?
Yeah.
So it's like, you literally put your head in the grave. There's another one that says Zahra Mor, which basically means, we were told this means, like, if someone says I just Zahra Mor, yeah? But when you actually look at the literal meaning, it means may a snake come and bite you. And may the venom kill you.
Wow.
What is it? Chak to Saram.
Chak to Saram. You know what it's like?
Write that down, bro.
I'm going to send it to you.
They use it as an insult, they say.
How did you even type that? What did you type in?
No, it says Chak to Saram.
How did you, what did you type? Like, spell it out for me.
I actually wrote it.
Spell it out.
Throw dust in your head.
Oh, okay.
It says,
Gorbon.
I type in North African, yeah.
Dakhul sok rasuk.
That means
dakhul
sok rasuk. So that means mind your own business.
Yeah.
But if you translate it, it means go into the marketplace with your head.
Oh, dakhul sok rasuk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mind your business.
I saw another one just recently.
Yeah.
Because one brother, he typed, like, I'm not going to mention him. You know who you are if you're watching this, yeah? He said he was like, damn, couscous, yeah?
Yeah.
I got upset.
Yeah.
Because he went to his in-laws.
Just throw it from the floor.
Yeah, I almost got upset. But he went to his in-laws or his brother's in-laws, and they gave him, they're Moroccan, and they gave him, like, pumpkin couscous, innit?
Yeah.
But with chicken, yeah? Okay. And that's like, I don't know, in Morocco, if you serve guest chicken in Algeria, yeah, it's rude blood.
Mm.
Like, you might not, like, first time they come, innit? But there's a saying in and I think it's Moroccan as well to say this, yeah? What would you call someone who's useless? Yeah, this is deep. Like, if you say you're useless, oh, this guy's useless, yeah? You know what they call? You're like vegetables on couscous. I was like, you know what?
I've got one for Khalid. Oh, that's it, bro. Mush. Oh, you got it, Zach. You found it. Mush baradim. But
a mouse should eat you. What does that mean?
It's like you're sweet. Oh, mushita, baba. That's it, Zahra Mor. That goes out. Wait.
How did they get that picture, bro?
Mama, you got it to Bokharam. May I eat your liver?
Why?
Is that's a good thing, isn't it?
Is that a good thing?
It's good thing.
I love you.
Yeah, like Jigaram. You know your Jigaram.
Oh, yeah.
Have I Tadaram? I've never heard that one.
I have your weather.
It makes no sense.
Jigaraman. Jigaraman, my man. Jigaraman.
What does that mean?
Jigaraman, Bobo. Oh, you're my liver.
You're not like the liver, innit?
We say kibda in our... Kibda, yeah. Like, it's your kids, like your kibda.
Hey, don't try it, mate. The Turks have got the same thing. No, I don't know. I don't know.
What's that? Salt,
what does that mean?
What is it? Gorbun Beram. Bro, salty. This is a very good one. Gorbun Beram.
We need to use that, bro. It means salty.
Well, look, remember this one here. Gorbun Beram.
Yeah.
Is I will take my life for you.
That's where Mansour got that
yeah,
from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gorbun Beram.
What you got here? What's this?
I don't know what that is, man. I've never seen it before. Jod Khalia, your place is empty.
You've left your place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to say, remember, Jafter, there's one, I think, is that...
As in when someone wasn't there.
Khaliti Plastic.
Khaliti Plastic, yeah, yeah.
That means Khordan.
What does that one mean?
The floor, man.
I ate the ground.
What does that mean?
It means I fell down.
I'm eating the floor.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Khokba Salam, that's the one!
So how would you use it, bro?
I should die.
How would you use it?
It literally means to get out of my head.
It's like, you know, when you say, mean it. You kill me, I kill me.
One of those ones. We've said that a lot.
There's one I think Kay's gonna like. It goes, "Chagad mosh midam to dahan to bagh midas chesh."
One second.
Listen.
One second. That is like a trade, brother.
Wait. I tell you what it means. He goes, "I'm gonna punch you so hard, lightning's gonna come out your eyes."
Well, you wanna hear this one? You wanna hear this
one? That's Kay punching someone.
Listen to this one, bro. نضربك ضربة كمونتك در عمامة. You know what that means? I'm gonna hit you a hit. This is the direct translation. Don't crucify me on this. I'm gonna hit you so hard, your bogey will make a turban on your head. Bro, you know there's some sayings in Algerian, like...
Hatba. It just means wood.
Yeah, so someone who's useless is a hatba, bro.
Yeah.
Like a piece
wood.
Of wood.
Plank of wood.
There's...
someone that's overweight, shkara.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Shkara, bag.
What?
But a shkara is
like a black bag. It's like a black bag.
It's like a black bag, bro.
Nah, that's cold, bro.
That's cold, bro. That's cold. Bro, just while we're chatting, just look up North African sayings, yeah, while we're chatting, bro. But yeah.
But you know, that's the thing with Persians, like, this is what I was saying to you, brothers, before, like, bless them, yeah, but it's that's too much.
Very emotional. I think the opposite of a Persian is an Algerian, bro.
Yeah.
I think the direct opposite.
Go and ahead. I think in the middle is the Moroccans.
Yeah, so Moroccans are somewhere
in the middle.
He's not Moroccan, blood.
They're just chilling, bro.
100%.
He's Algerian.
100% he's not Moroccan.
Just one thing quickly. You know that picture of that? Have you seen that Iranian princess?
Oh!
That's so fake, Kay. I'm not going to let you get up. That's so fake. That's the beauty.
That's Amir, bro.
Bro, do you know this has beauty? I was like,
that one, it's that one in the corner. Look,
what about this one?
That one there, bro. That one there.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna give a medical
term. Is this real?
It's real, yeah.
It's not. Let me
tell
you.
That's the one. That's the one I saw.
This one I saw.
That one.
So can I tell you? You know what it is?
They said men killed themselves, bro.
Yeah, they probably killed themselves to get into the monarch for her. She's got.
Go on.
Medically, what seems to be one of two things.
Is that real though? Is that the real thing?
I think that's a real picture.
The most beautiful.
No man, that's like Abraham Lincoln saying, "Don't believe anything the internet says."
But you know what? Let's not rag on her looks in it because. But for me, it's not the way because she looks like that. Yeah.
She looks like a dude.
No, that's fine. She's got a disease.
She's probably got. Yeah.
But it's the fact that people killed themselves.
That's for me. When I saw that, I was like.
C'est une catastrophe.
Exactly. Why would you kill yourself?
Yeah, maybe it was exaggeration. Because persons exaggerate, bro.
Yeah, that there's something terribly wrong about.
God, what were we saying? What
so
were
she
saying?
She's probably got something called polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Or she's got a chronic adrenal hyperplasia. Basically, they get too much testosterone development. They got this insulin resistance, so they get really big, and they get unfortunately Hirschism, which is like, it's really quite hardcore.
Trim it, bro. For real, like,
yeah, I mean, to be fair, if you correct some of their metabolic changes, right? So if you were to look at their diet, fix their diet, help them with their insulin resistance, you know, try to just support them.
I don't think she cared about it.
No, this is Mandem, bro.
This is Mandem. Can I tell you something? Can I do something? listen.
that's
Mandem, bro.
Can I say that is no Persian, bro.
I know that is.
I can just imagine this. You've seen them on the road, yeah.
Please,
come back.
Can I tell you? You would see her at a Turkish bath, bro. She's the guy who gives you that massage. Hello, brother. Lie down.
You know what? Well, I feel sorry for. If that's real,
that's not. She's real.
No, I'm talking about is she stories, real though?
Yeah, she's probably real.
The story,
but the story is fake. Probably it's just like
skin over. Because, bruv, imagine. Look, I know it's unfortunate.
The bit of the story was funny.
That's funny.
The story is.
What's he looking for?
The people killed themselves.
Yeah, bruv. Where is it? It's just typical Persians, isn't it? Typical Persians.
If you watch Omar Jalili's one, bro, it's a really funny scene about
him. She looks like Omar Jalili, bro.
That's what I'm saying. If you look at his thing that he does. He talks about Persians and their, you know, their kind of feelings and stuff.
What are you doing?
We're looking for that.
All right, yeah, so...
He goes in his thing. It's so funny. He goes, you know, my wife's English. He goes, and I was trying to tell her, you know, explain to her something. I said, you know, I just couldn't help myself. I said to her, I'm going to write it with my own blood. I cut my wrist. I write for you. Read it. That's what they're like.
I tell you what, Algeria's like. I had an Algerian Uber driver drop me some food, yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, I saw the name on the app here. Yeah? I knew it was Algerian, isn't it? So he came over here. Like, you know, it's kind of funny to get in, isn't it? So he rings me. This is how he talks to me, bruv, yeah? He rings me, yeah? Hi, your food's here. Come, I'm in the... Bruv, it's like he wants to beat me up, bruv. So anyway, I thought he's Algerian, yeah? So I left and I went to the thing. And he's looking at me like this, bruv. Well, from far, yeah? Like, yo, he's doing me a favor, innit? So I went up to him and I said to him in Algerian, Madrabnish Bark, yeah? I said, that means just don't hit me. Don't hit me. He looked at me, ah! Oh, he's hugging me. Oh, yeah, I check that. Why? Why is this? Like,
think about
that's
it.
The thing, Algerians are like this, like, and then they just go sideways.
So, what does that remind you of, bro? Sicilians.
Yes,
they're North African.
Watch Sopranos, that's Algerians, bro.
But they're North African.
Yeah, it's just, North African. Yeah, it's like
this is the guy, yeah? You saw him on the road. And this is you.
Nah, man.
Hello.
Whoa!
How are you, my friend?
How are you, my friend?
When I come from here, when I come, and Ajit going to know you are like a brother. You are good.
You are like the good. You are like a brother.
Brother, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, good. That's hilarious, bro.
There's this, you know, in Algeria, they've got this, this is in the 80s, yeah. They had this program. Do you remember that thing that Ebi sent us?
Oh, be like, oh, dude. Bro.
But what they do is, oh, bro, they crack me up. Bro.
Where's
Musa?
Voiceovers.
Who?
Where's Musa gone?
Where's Musa gone? He's outside on the bench.
Okay,
yeah. So basically, they get old American films and they score doublage, like,
voiceover.
They do voiceovers on it, yeah? So bro, it's so funny, bro. There's this big guy in prison, isn't it? Yeah? So they bring him out. There's time for his release, isn't it? So the what's it called? The warden goes to him. Bro, this is so Algerian, it's unbelievable, yeah. It's an American film, but he's talking Algerian, okay, yeah? He goes to him, I'm gonna translate it for you. He goes, he's talking like this, sit down. Mbakar. His name's Mbakar, yeah? Sit down. Yeah, he goes to him, yeah. It's proper big, yeah. He goes, we haven't let you go because you've been good. We've let you go because you've eaten more than the budget of Somalia, bro. And then the guy goes, oh. He can't even talk. It's so big, like it's freaking hilarious, bro. But anyway, there's a lot of who's that bald guy that plays Kojak?
Oh,
my god!
What's his name?
Telly.
He's a Greek guy, isn't he?
Yeah, Telly Savalas. What's his name? That's him.
Yeah, him, bro. Algerians love this guy.
What's his name?
Telly Savalas. Yeah. All these films, Kojak, they call him Kojak, innit? Yeah. So when you shave your head, you call it Kojaka, innit?
Yeah,
and also, Lollipop in Algeria, they used to call it Kojak. Kojak. Yeah, exactly, bro.
But how about Colombo, man?
Colombo.
Boy, he's a G. Colombo. I just want one more question. And he's always talking about his wife. You know me, Colombo.
Do you ever see his wife? You don't ever see his wife?
Never. Even though on a cruise ship one, and his wife, it was meant to be about his wife, you never see the woman.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the. I miss those kind of innocent TV shows, bro. Like Murder, She Wrote. Did you ever watch Murder, She Wrote?
I love Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, I love it, bro.
That was wicked. Yeah. Okay, how about this one? Do you guys remember The Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Bro, Twilight Zone. It was 11 o'clock at night, bro.
Twilight Zone was wicked.
Before my time, bro.
Twilight Zone and Outer Limits.
Outer Limits.
Oh my God.
What about Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap.
Bang on. But you know.
6 o'clock.
Oh,
and then Fresh Prince afterwards, didn't it?
Fresh Prince after 6:30.
But there's one problem with Quantum Leap, bro. Do you remember right then what happened, Kay? It really went really dodgy.
What happened?
Basically, he meets God and the devil.
Was that the last one?
That was it. Remember, he was in the bar.
I've never watched it.
He's in the bar.
Yeah.
God.
And he's sitting there looking at himself. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And he goes, then the guy who's serving him was meant to be God.
Right.
And it's like, basically, he's never going to leave that loop.
So he's just stuck in a paradox.
Oh, okay. He's never going to leave.
They're talking about making. They're going to make it again, aren't they?
Well, Quantum Leap.
Yeah, I think it was a brilliant film.
But bro, some of the stuff in Quantum Leap, you can never air it now.
Yeah.
Like, bro, the guy, like this guy, he would have just got Me Too straight away.
100%, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a
bro, look at his face. He's from a generation
that... Well, that other guy's face, that Sam Beckett, that guy,
yeah,
bro.
Sam Beckett.
He's in Star Trek, don't he?
Yeah, I love
him. Oh, he's the captain, isn't he?
Yeah. Captain. Did you watch that series?
It got a bit funny, though, bro.
It's a bit weird in the end, bro.
The new Star Trek.
No, I don't watch that.
No. You know when...
Oh, that one.
No, I'm good.
I saw something that I was like, I need to change this.
Even Loki, bro.
Loki, I knew it. I watched one episode.
Episode, they just flopped it. Loki fell in my eyes.
Then I was like, it was a bit funny now.
I think the Falcon and the American Captain America was good. I liked that one.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Winter Soldier.
And I think it was good as well. What's it called?
WandaVision.
WandaVision.
That wasn't bad. That was quite good.
But you know what it is, bro?
Can I have some more tea?
Yeah, bro. Please. For me, like, why are they always trying to teach us lessons?
What lessons?
Just on TV, bro. They try to teach you lessons all the time, bro.
They're trying to integrate you.
But do you know? Example? Just example? Going back to.
I don't even want to mention it on the podcast, bro. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Them lessons, bro. It's all like, I mean, can you just leave it out, bro?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the storyline.
Just, they just drop it in the middle, bro.
Transformers TV show, the cartoon one.
Autobots transform.
How you make a
halfway?
Halfway. That's his name. Halfway house. Sideswipe.
They transform halfway.
Oh no! I don't know if I'm a Decepticon or an Autobot. Goddamn!
I ain't editing this episode. Yeah. They won't bother, bro. I'm not editing it.
Oh my god!
Oh, this one I want to talk to you guys about. Have you seen this new league? Karate Combat, bro.
Oh my god, that's ruined.
So tough.
It's old though.
I know, but they bring it back.
No. It's third season.
Yeah.
But I never really paid much attention to it.
Have you watched it? My god.
Like a proper full season. Yeah. But it's mad.
But then watch I'll see. I'll look for
a
few fights.
A few fights.
This is the one.
It's so good, man.
Real, yeah?
Yeah. What's the hell, Brian Callender?
What the hell is he doing?
He's a podcast guy.
Yeah. Bash Rutan's a G, man.
No, Zach, put in the trailer, man. It must be a trailer.
Oh,
that's the American football player. What's he doing there, bro?
Well, you're not in the Wicked. It's like in a pit, bro.
Pause it. They saw Bloodsport and they thought, you know what? Because that's what I would have done, bro. They got ramps, innit? Look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes up and down, yeah.
No way, it's
ramp. Bro, it's a ramp.
And they just knock each other out.
They just need Bolo Young.
Bro. That's you, innit? But you should look at entering, bro.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, bro.
Karate?
Yeah. But it's not karate. It's like kickboxing and...
It's karate.
There's no hooks in it. Yeah, look. They just need, bro.
Wait. Is that fake CGI? No,
that's real, bro.
Huh? Where are they? In the jungle?
No, it's hooks.
It must be fake CGI at the back, bro.
I don't know. They're in a set. Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Fake CGI.
I was about to say.
They're in a set, though.
This is Tekken.
It's Tekken, bro.
Definitely Tekken, bro.
What do you reckon, though?
Okay. It's good. That's good.
Jungle Temple, something like that.
So, what do you reckon the rules are? No,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why. Me personally, I wouldn't do this.
Why not?
For me, it's regress. You're going backwards. So, like now, you MMA.
Why would you say it's regress, bro? It's a different style, isn't it?
No, for me, where I'm in my martial arts career.
I say
you started off with. Stand up, whatever. I'll tell you what happened. You know, one of the brothers done MMA class.
Yeah.
With me. And we was doing ground and pound and stuff. And then he said to me, I said, Mama, how did you find the class? He said, my whole view of jiu-jitsu has changed.
Yeah, so this is what we spoke. Remember on Friday when we were rolling? I was in a lockdown and I went to a deep half.
Another lockdown.
And then I went for a deep half and tried to go for like an underhook. And then Kay just sat back and went, you know, just think about this. I've trapped your arm.
He put his hand underneath my
so
leg.
So you were like, you bent your leg over his arm.
He basically sat on my arm.
Yeah, so yeah,
I
sat on his arm.
He goes, and what Kay was saying was,
No, go ahead.
He goes, when you put, they actually bait you to put the leg up, so they trap it, and basically, you've got no.
You're almost like,
you're open.
Across his body.
Even in guard. So like, say someone's sitting if someone's in your guard, you're in their guard.
Yeah.
You act like you're getting up, and usually they go.
Yeah.
Then you just sit on their arm, sit on their hand.
Boom.
Then just go, don't.
But in MMA, like, you rarely see that, though. I've never seen that happen, bro.
You do see people trapped and stuff. But
no, as in to go, like, if
people
if
do deep half. Like, Randy Couture used to sit in people's half guard and smash the crap out of everyone.
Yeah.
Khabib does it. He doesn't pass. Yep. It's like, you think about it, he doesn't pass guard.
There's no need to.
Why do you need to pass? Just don't. Keep hitting him. Hold him. Bang him up again. So it's that concept. When someone does, when you do, so if you come from jiu-jitsu and you do just purely jiu-jitsu, sport jiu-jitsu, and then you do MMA, it's like, oh, okay, this is something different.
Mm.
And that's why I said, that's why, not taking it away from any other sports, but what is I think even if you've done jiu-jitsu and just added strikes to it, your jiu-jitsu game will become better.
Do you think that,
Well, I'll tell you what will happen, Cabe.
Jiu-jitsu's gone backwards, bro.
No, I'll tell you what happened, Cabe.
I'll tell you what I mean, after this point.
The jiu-jitsu, I think, if that was the case, would become more like wrestling. Dominate the guy. Yeah. Do not put yourself in a play. Look,
but they're saying it now already. They're already saying it. They score. They don't score as high in fights because if you pull guard.
You mean in MMA?
In MMA now. Yeah. If you pull guard, because now the person on top, they're in dominant position. Now people are learning to ground and pound. You get hit.
If you look at John Danaher's team, right? Look at that recent match with Craig Jones and Rotolo. He's really good. Those two brothers. Bro. 2-on-1, underhook, inside wizard.
With the boy?
No, Craig Jones.
No, because you know why?
That one wrestles.
Yeah, he wrestles, bro. Yeah. He's been wrestling since he was little, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had to wrestle him, though. So Craig Jones had to wrestle him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But okay, do you see Craig Jones? Bro, he done a 2-on-1, and then wizard, took his back, lift. I was like,
bring that up, bro.
Craig Jones and Rotolo, just look at the wrestling. Remember, look at the sequence of wrestling. So they know, John Danaher obviously is a little bit of, mashallah, mystic in that way. Craig Jones versus Rotolo.
Yeah, there is. It's there.
That was literally last week Saturday. Just watch the beginning, like 2 minutes. Bro, I've never seen Craig Jones. Watch.
Yeah.
Head snap, watch. He's going to go 2-on-1.
You can tell the other one.
Wait, watch.
Good game, bro.
No. He's going to push the elbow. You see him hit a really nice 2-on-1.
Size difference, though.
Yeah, massive. Look at the overtie, and he's going to now try to shuck it by. I think he's going to do a 2-on-1 now. This is pure wrestling.
This is
Nogi. It's Nogi. But you see it. Look at the way they're moving like wrestlers, bro.
Are they both wrestlers?
No, bro.
Why is he wearing...
I know, those tiger pants. leopard pants.
Only Prince Nassim could pull that off, bro.
I have to say, Craig Jones is a very good grappler, man. He's him and Gordon Ryan leading neck on neck.
Is this like no weight class, yeah? It's just normal.
I don't know what the situation is.
It's super fight, bro.
Yeah.
Well, it says, look, 200 pounds. Does that say 200 pounds there?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't look like he's 200 pounds.
No, he looks big.
What, the Rotolo boy?
No, Craig Jones.
No, I'm talking the other guy.
Is he 200 pounds?
It says it's a 200-pound match.
Yeah, but he might be light, though.
No, go up, Zach. It's too far forward. Go back. There you go, 2-on. Watch. He hits the wizard now. Boom.
Yeah, see?
Oh. Boom.
Oh.
So did you see that? 2-on-1 wizard back take. I was quite impressed with that series, man. I was like, this guy is actually controlled, yeah?
Could you see it? The more... You think jiu-jitsu is...
No, this is what I was trying to say, yeah? Because when jiu-jitsu first came in, it was about street fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about defending yourself against strikes and all that type of stuff, right? And that's why it was so effective, isn't it? And then, like, what happened, there was an evolution. And then you got the whole Berimbolo kind of, what was the other one?
Art of jiu-jitsu style.
Huh?
The art of jiu-jitsu style. You know that those Mendez brothers, that style of movement flow?
Yeah, like, I mean, just sport jiu-jitsu kind of. And Well, that's not really effective in MMA and stuff, is it?
It's not that.
Do you know what I'm saying? If you adopted that kind of mentality to MMA or street fighting, There's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't do, innit? You'd have to take it out.
But again, it's not. See, with fighting, it's not. It's not styles. Right. It's always going to be about the fighter. So say you get a really good fighter, he'll pull Berry Barrow and tap people out. And but more about Ryan Hall, bro, he does in Amari roles from far and catches people with hooks and stuff.
How about the MMA Ezekiel show? Remember that?
Yeah.
From side mount.
From side mount and even mount the that what's his name? Olenek.
What's his name?
The Russian guy.
Olenek.
Yeah,
and who was the other guy as well?
He done it from mount. He done it from standing on the cage, bruv. Standing on the cage, put his hand right behind that guy's head, and Ezekiel, because his hands.
Who was the other guy? He was an American football player. What's his name? He's got that tattoo, the Omega tattoo on his black guy.
He's got what tattoo?
It's like he's got like the scar on his
UFC fighter.
Yeah, UFC. Oh, he's famous, bruv. Oh.
Oh.
Daddy Goodridge.
No. This is recent, bruv.
What tattoo has he got?
He's got like this Omega Psi tattoo. It's not even a tattoo, it's like a scar. He done this fame, his Von Fluchok, that's his famous thing, bruv.
I know Von Fluchok. Oh.
I think Von, what's his name, bruv?
Yeah,
now
you said Von
Fluchok, I can't remember. There he is. No, second one. First one.
Oh, Elvis and Peru.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's
it. Yes. He did the. What's that famous choke that he does, bruv? Like, he's the first one to pull it off. Ah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, bruv.
Yeah. But if you done jiu-jitsu with strikes, just even if you done normal jiu-jitsu strikes, you would your game would change slightly.
I mean, that's what you know, Zaid, baseline jiu-jitsu. That's what he does now, bruv. That's his thing.
What's that?
Jiu-jitsu with strikes.
Yeah, you need to.
So.
Don't they have that with Eddie Brothers open hands thing? Open strikes.
But even if you don't do it, like you know when we're teaching. Oh, this okay.
Is that the Von Flue choke?
That's the Von Flue choke. That's the one. That's Von Flue.
Yeah.
But even when we're
teaching, it's that whole concept of understanding. Okay. You're always looking to defend your head. You're thinking of because when you get side mount, if you just lay flat.
Yeah,
the guy's just punching the crap out of you, even though he's not. But if you have that concept of I need to be on my side, tuck my head in and stuff, you already start thinking of someone hitting you, and then your jiu-jitsu actually becomes better because you're more defensive.
But I'm saying that's you as a person, isn't it? So if you look at it as an academy, or as
but you can see when we teach.
No, what I'm saying this is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, sorry. Like sometimes if you look at traditional academies, you're training. To fight other jiu-jitsu guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that's, again, see, when you go to join a club, if you went to an academy that is specifically for sport jiu-jitsu, that's what you're going to do.
But that's everyone, though.
But that's what
name me one club that doesn't do that, man.
Us. Like,
yeah, but...
Because we're not polarized.
I understand that, but I'm saying when we're teaching...
Wrestling is for wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, wrestling. So what I'm trying to say, bro. I'm trying to say, if you look at curriculum stuff, if you look at the curriculum,
you learn the curriculum.
Is the curriculum designed specifically for, you know what? Like for example, the Gracies. Yeah, you know I know they get a lot of stick about their Gracie combatives. But their thing is, your first belt, you should be able to defend yourself against a civilian.
Which is correct.
Which
is correct.
And every other one, you can kind of do.
Well, if you're Hicks and Gracie, he's still teaching at the start of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Hicks and Gracie's still into that very much.
And even them, the Henner and Horan, I rate them a lot.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that stuff. And even if people want to do sports jiu-jitsu, because you have to, because if you're going to go, it's like if you go to a club and you start doing, say you're wrestling and you're doing, and you want to compete and the guy's just, and it's a recreational club.
Yeah.
You're not going to achieve a goal. So if you want to compete in Olympics, okay, yeah, cool, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You'll have some sort of self-defense from it, but then... If your instructors are good, what they'll make you understand is they'll say, remember, in the street or this, because we were doing the sweep singles on Friday.
Friday.
So when I was teaching, I said some. What I find when people do double legs or sweep singles or any like sort of takedown, they drop their knee.
I
said if you was gonna do that on the road, I go your kneecap would just get
explode. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I
said
I know that happened to me once. I got into a fight, and I don't know. Actually, the guy swung, and I kind of sat back, and then it was the most stupidest thing in the world. I had wallahi, I had, like, I think it was jean shorts I had on, and slippers.
No, no, stop there. Don't no, 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 no. No. Put your glasses on. Put your glasses on.
Just wait, wait. Mr. Anderson.
Sir. Sir.
Mr. Anderson.
Jean shorts.
Yes, yes, sir.
I'm thinking my Daisy Dukes, bro.
Can I tell you something? Do you know what they were? Catastrophe. Do you know what they were? They were the ones, you know, with the fringes, like you know where Ultimate Warrior.
Incredible Hulk.
You know Ultimate Warrior. Da, 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 da. So I got out of the car.
No, why though? Just start with that. Why were you wearing those jean shorts?
Something happened. It's a long story. It's a little bit personal. And I had to go sort something out. No, I just ran out the house.
So what's a good?
We found the nearest thing.
No, you know, he opened it out. It's bare jean shorts, bro.
He didn't care. Who's, I just who's they were.
He just put them on. Honestly, I had vest on. Vest on. Blue shorts. Jean shorts and slippers. Not sliders. You know the slippers that you put your toe in like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what happened was I got out of the... Yeah, like that, bro. It's like that. It's like that. Like that.
But you ain't got those legs, though.
No, that's a khaliz. That's Vietnam.
Yeah, look at that chest, bro. I'll take that all day.
Bro.
I'll take that all day, bro.
Bro, but no, Zach, do that middle one. That's hint. That one, yeah. Okay, seriously.
Is it true he was deaf, blood?
Marsh. Yeah, I think he had... Yeah, he was
deaf. Deaf, or hard of hearing?
I think one ear. He had some...
Would you reckon? That's his real body, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know his physique. But I think better, him or Arnie, bro?
I liked his physique more, okay?
I liked. Do you know who I liked for you? Frank Zane.
Serge Gnabry.
And Franco Colombo.
Franco, bro.
That's, what's his name, bro? Do you know that?
Arnie's
did you hear the story about him and Franco Colombo set up a gardening business? Bro, this is hilarious. But who's talking about it? And you know Arnie.
Wow, look at that one there. Zach, not that one, the middle one. You know, is it?
Look at that, bro. Top.
Top middle. Oh my god, that one here. Look at bro.
Bro, and he was tiny. Oh.
He was
tell him to do a stinger, bro. He can't.
Do you know what it was? I like Louis's body because he was just very thick. But Colombo,
he was a big boy though.
Yeah, he was six.
Yeah, he was huge.
Louis Frigno.
Louis Frigno, yeah.
Type massive. Of Louis Frigno's
height. And he was super strong, man.
Yeah.
Wait, is that possible?
But Jack put Lou Ferrigno come back to the Olympics.
That was the golden age of.
Do you remember when Lou Ferrigno came back to the Olympics? He competed. Mr. Olympia. Coming to Mr. Olympia. There, it was about, I think, 16, 17 years ago.
I'm going to let you finish your story off.
Yeah, that first picture to the left. No, go back to the images. That left on the.
Against Dorian Yates.
Well, can you imagine, he came back. He was about...
Bro, you're going to blur the bottom part, yeah? Because I'm not blurring
you
it.
You know, who's this B-Tech Ralph Logan, though?
That's Dorian Yates, bro. Man.
Look at the... Wow, look at the size difference. And I think Lou was about 40, late 40s, early 50s.
How tall is Lou Ferrigno, bro?
He's big.
Just go to the wiki. Yeah, he's just better. No, bro. You might as well look for his height in images, bro.
196.
Right, he's tall.
Wow. He's nearly 2 meters. You're not 2 meters. It's the swimming pool.
Check Arnie. How tall is Arnie, bro? What?
6'1".
He's tiny. He's tiny, man.
He's 6'1".
185 is only like.
So is your height? Is your height?
Zach's height.
But I think he's well proportioned, isn't it?
Yeah, he's well proportioned. Yeah.
I think he's tall this way.
But 101.96.
Type in Arnie, yeah, and Franco Colombo.
I don't know. Franco Colombo was tiny. 5'5" he was.
5'5".
Yeah.
Hey, bro, there's just too much body.
Yeah,
in here,
what's kind
but
of?
So, but you know the guy with the hairy chest here. Someone just let him. He just that was a photographer. Bro. Someone just let him in.
The photographer's bubba.
Go.
He just had can I just jump in?
He just doesn't look like he should be there, bro. Where's Lou Ferrigno? Bro, this is too fruity. This picture's too fruity.
Yeah, man.
No, it's too fruity.
We don't have to show it. It's fine. Yeah, it's too fruity, bro. Arnie,
wait, but the only problem is, what look at the guy next to Franco Colombo, bro.
Dave Draper, remember him?
Yeah, he's
Dave Draper, bro.
Lauren Frank, why is he even there?
No facts.
Bruv, you know what I would have done if I was for a photo shoot? I saw everyone. I say I'm going yard, bro.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, do you remember Tom Platz?
Yeah.
Zach putting Tom Platz
legs.
Wow. Oh, do you remember he was saying to him, "I never took any steroids," and then he came out, "I took steroids."
Of course, he took steroids.
Tom Platz.
Tom Platz, bro. No. He got his bro. Look at there's a better one of his legs. Look at that picture of him doing leg extension, bro.
Leg extension. Ridiculous.
Oi. Well, hey, bro, can I ask you a question?
Man, that's disgusting, bro.
Did he take all of the steroids?
He had a drip.
he just had it in, like a colostomy bag, but just
dripped all day long.
And don't forget, back then, these were proper underground steroids. There's no pharmaceutical grade stuff. These are just literally people just getting it from...
Making
it at home?
From the farm.
From the farm, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
What
veterinary
do you mean farm?
Veterinary
what?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Things like
what? Horse tranquilizer and that?
No,
not tranquilizer. You don't want to be sleeping, bro. 100%. You're dragging him on the stage. Yeah.
It's your turn to squat.
Okay, do you remember that thing with Arnie squatting with the other guy who owned the gym in Pumping Iron? And they kept on loading up the plate.
Oh, yeah.
One more rep.
Yeah.
And bro, he used to squat with his legs together.
With Arnie?
Yeah.
He used to do narrow width squats, bro.
Oh, you know, Arnie's a... master manipulator, yeah?
Yes, I know. Do you remember he goes, I make him like my son.
You know what he used to do?
Look at the squats, bro. Now, that's actually wide for him. Yeah, there's one.
Yeah, where his knees are.
Yeah, no, the one. Yeah, like
that's
that. Look at
nuts,
that.
Nuts, bro.
Yeah.
Why are you going to blow out his kneecaps, bro?
That looks...
actually, if you go to that colored picture, is that YouTube? Yeah, that's where him and the other guy are doing squats together.
You know, he was a millionaire...
This
outside
of
bodybuilding,
name?
Bro.
That no. guy's he's that guy's dead now. I forgot his name.
Corny.
Ed Corny.
Why has he got belly top?
It's 80s, bro.
But look at the squats. Look at his legs. Look how clocked, bro. Ridiculous.
What's this guy? Troll.
He's dying,
a troll.
Bro.
Why is he in the?
This guy's a troll.
He's the one who owns the gym, bro. Ed Corny. This guy's got so much steroids.
So let's go back to your story about the double leg. Cause we ain't got long.
No, from double leg.
Yeah, you said you double leg someone.
In the street, bro.
Yeah. So what happened was
you took a swing. Matrix.
Don't forget, jeans, shorts, vest, and slippers.
What
kind
of vest was it? Was it white?
It was white vest. Yeah.
Wow.
Proper Van Damme vest.
Were you wearing those walking boots? Remember that picture I sent you?
Please tell me it was summer though.
Do you remember that picture I sent you guys of
him? It was boiling hot, bro.
Wearing jean shorts. I had to go screw fix with him, bro. I just looked at him. I was like, bro, did you just run through someone's washing line, bro?
Wait.
Walking boots, bro.
And this guy wear walking boots anyway.
And he's wearing a vest. And
did you send it to me, man?
That hat.
Huh?
And
but he wasn't wearing that. He was wearing a hat, but backwards. He looked like Wreck-It Ralph, but like in some alternate universe, bro.
Wait. Here you go.
I took a picture, bro. I'm like, what?
I'm gonna send it to you.
My watch is a screw fix light up, bro.
That's when he was doing up the place. Zach, ready? Check this out.
Which one did you send it to?
Alhamdulillah, the shorts were over his knees, innit? Which is the most important thing, bro.
These shorts weren't. So basically,
they weren't.
I actually done a penetration step, shot up, lifted. As I lifted him up, he starts to like trying to hit me on the head. And I've gone up and I've going doink, and I felt him go, and I went, I think I've killed him. Oh my god, he's dead! Oh my god, Kenny, he's dead! So basically,
that's dangerous, bro.
Mm.
You lost your temper, innit?
No, he done something terrible, man. Did you see it, Zach? Did you get it?
You send it to the other one.
Finish the story, Amir. Tell him what you did.
Tell
him what you did after.
Let's put him in the recovery position. First, I looked. I was like, any cameras here? Let's put him. And then he started. It's okay. He's breathing. He's alive. Okay, I'm going to go now.
So what happened? You don't know.
I don't know.
So he could be dead.
Probably not.
I hope not.
Because obviously, I went the next day. There wasn't any bodies and there wasn't any chalk markings on the floor.
So
he probably
fine.
Got up and walked off. It's bad. But to the point is, so I got up, and I'm in the car driving back. Oh my god! Should I go to the police station to say I've been attacked or? You know, like, I was thinking...
You're going to hand yourself in?
No, I was thinking, what's that something dripping down my leg? Like, have I dropped a drink? Bro, I've split the whole of the skin of my knee open on the concrete, and it's just basically blood into my slippers. I was like, oh, damn.
So you penetrated with the
flip-flops?
Knee, with the flip-flops on my knee.
Hold on a minute. That's good technique, though, isn't it? He don't care what situation.
Yeah, yeah. With the flip flops still on afterwards.
Like that.
Yeah,
can you imagine though? On road, you're like.
Could you imagine? This is another thing as well. Yeah, like being lifted by someone.
Who wrestles?
I remember when Shaq. You know Shaq, yeah.
Who wrestles?
Ngannou lifted him up.
Ngannou lifted him up. Shaq goes, "This is the first time anyone's ever lifted me up."
Yeah.
A human being, bro.
Yeah.
That feeling, bro. He got him in a high crotch, bro, and just lifted him up like this.
Yeah.
That's nuts, bro.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, there it is.
Shaq's look at a the big size boy, man.
Sorry, he's huge, man.
Shaq's huge. He's not How human,
is
bro.
Is he two feet?
No.
He looks skinny, though, bro.
Compared to Shaq, he is, yeah.
There's this brilliant picture of who's that MMA fighter from Holland? What's his name? Overeem, yeah?
Yeah, Overeem, yeah.
There's a picture of him standing next to another fighter who's 7 foot seven and Overeem six.
Well, like Bigfoot.
I don't
Bigfoot
know what
Silver.
No. He's not
Bigfoot Silver, that big.
He's
not 7 foot seven.
No?
No.
But what MMA fighter is 7 foot seven? Bro, you know 7 foot seven is like...
No, there's a 7 foot fighter.
You said 7 foot seven, yeah?
Like Hongman Choi was 7 foot seven.
Who's that?
Hongman Choi, K1 fighter.
Overeem, put in Overeem standing next to... He looked like another Swedish-looking fella. Overeem standing next to tall guy.
It must be the guy who just fought, 7 foot tall.
I think it's
the Kazakh guy.
Volkanovski.
Volkov.
Volkov.
Is he 7 foot?
He's 7 foot, I think.
There's a picture, bro. It's Overeem standing next to this guy. He looks Swedish, bro.
But you know what? Oh, there he is.
No, it's taller than that. I'm telling you, they're like, he's like this.
But don't you think that there's a point at
this
which...
This guy.
No, it's not him, bro. I'm telling you, Habibi. I'm not joking. It was like...
What, is he a UFC fighter?
I don't know if he's a UFC fighter. Maybe he's just a fighter who trains with him. Overeem standing next to a very tall person. Write that in the fact that might come up anything. Overeem standing next to a tall person.
But don't you think, Kay, that like there's a certain height where you'd be useless at fighting, bro?
Not only useless, if you think about it, you're...
Like, do you know what I mean?
What about when...
not useless, but...
No, I'll give you an example.
Picked
like...
Up, what's his name?
I don't think you'd even get into facts, though.
Yeah, that's true. professionally.
Watch
Hongman Choi.
I think that's...
Put Hongman Choi there.
Yeah. I think that's him.
Yeah, bro, but he looks normal, bro.
No,
but Overeem's massive, though. Is over.
Overeem's 6 foot... What's his size?
6'4"?
6'4". Look at the... It looks like he's about 5'5" to him, bro.
Zach, put Hongman Choi. Man Choi. Yeah, bro. This guy...
Has he got gigantism, or have you scored?
Look, bro.
Oh, yeah,
I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Bro, and he fights...
Amazing. Has he got that...
He's got acromegaly.
He fought Kano Singh. Yeah? Bro, look at the cage. Look at the side of the cage.
What, in the UFC?
Look at the cage, though.
Wow. He got punched in the face, though.
Yeah, but if you watch it, if you watch him, that...
He's quite slow.
Well,
yeah.
Do you guys remember Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
So he had acromegaly, right? And they actually pinpoint he had a craniopharyngioma in his brain. Look at that.
You guys get Badr Hari.
And Badr Hari, K, is tall.
Yeah,
Badr Hari's 6'4" as well.
Yeah, bro, look at the... Wow, he looks like...
Bob, if you want to watch something funny, put Hongman Choi versus Kano Singh. The other guy's 5'7".
Kano Singh's the...
Thai
fighter, right?
Yeah. He knocked out Mighty Mo. Kano Singh.
I'm good.
Look at that.
Wow.
Whoa, wee.
I mean, he's 5'7". 5'8".
Well, you'd have to change. Above. Imagine the camp. Imagine your camp fighting this guy.
You'd have to have another guy sitting on your shoulders.
Imagine who would you bring in to kind of like...
enlarge that picture. That picture,
yeah,
there?
Exactly, bro. Yeah. It's mad.
Yeah. Just don't let him touch you.
Oh, that's that kung fu guy who
fights.
That's
Kung Po, bro.
So basically, Andre the Giant, he had a cancer in his pituitary gland.
Cancer?
Yeah, it's a lesion that actually, when I say cancer, it's not
benign.
But it's benign, yeah. It's not metastatic, and it basically just causes pituitary gland to just give out loads of growth hormone all the time, just postal growth, and he knew it. And the surgeon said, "We need to operate." Because no. Because then I'm not gonna have my, you know. He has to realize, obviously, his bones are all fused and stuff. But as a consequence of him, there's a point where you can't grow anymore, can you? But as a consequence of this growth hormone, you don't realize his heart started swelling up.
Okay.
So his heart got bigger. All his organs get bigger. It's growth, isn't it? And I think he had a massive heart attack at 35 or something.
35?
There's a documentary about him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No, he's. I think he's died from the heart. Okay. Zach, put in Andre the Giant. You'll see his date.
Oh, it's that other guy, isn't it?
Oh, this was hilarious. Who, you, me, him.
Him,
that was
you.
Hilarious, bro.
Do you know when I was
again,
watching?
I don't think he could do that now.
Put his...
you can't run up. You
do,
can't make
do
a film
wiki,
like
Zach,
that,
do wiki, Zach, do wiki.
Has everyone touched you?
Stucker.
Do wiki.
All the racial stuff. People don't like that anymore, bro.
They're making part four now.
Is it?
When did you... You should say when he passed away. When did he pass away, Zach?
Oh, yeah.
1993.
And how old, and what was his date?
46.
Over? So it was 46 when he died. Sorry, it's 46.
When he died?
He died in France.
No, when did he die?
Oh, 1993.
93,
okay. He died in 1993.
93, okay. So that means he was watching him in the 80s.
Oh, wow. Is he does WWE or something?
He was Hulk Hogan's number one enemy, apparently.
Yeah. Oh.
But did he die because of the...
Heart disease, yeah. I think his heart just got too big.
Like I was reading, don't ask me why, but, you know, crossbreed animals...
Oh, you mean...
You know when you're watching, when you're reading a blog? Yeah, when you do a blog, there's all that thing at the bottom, like, you wouldn't believe these crossbreeds, yeah? They got me, bro.
They got me all the time.
They got me.
Is it Liger?
Liger and Tigon.
But you know Rashid? He had a dwarf rabbit, bro, yeah? Mixed with some next rabbit.
Oh, you're deep, bro.
A dog barked at it, it just had a heart attack.
They get scared of it.
He had to break all of his bones to bury it.
Have you seen this one? A goat, a goat, and a sheep.
He could have just dig a bigger hole.
Wow.
Man broke his bones.
Mad.
That's just cold,
got, what's that?
You hear what he said?
What?
What's up about some bone breaking? What?
You know the rabbit died? He goes, I had to break all these bones to bury it. I said, why couldn't you just dig a bigger hole?
Or bit deeper? Like, I had to break his bones.
I can't remember that, bro.
You know what, Zach?
No, because it was
like, I'll fit. Just break it. Like, yeah, even if it's like
I've
bro.
Dug it now.
Dig a little bit
I've dug it now.
That's wrong, bro.
Oh, sadistic
people. You know, it's K. You know, it's K.
Break his bones.
Okay. There was only that last part of the graveyard left. There's that little space. We've got to make it work. It's all I could afford.
He's got to fit, god damn it.
He's dead anyway. He won't feel anything.
But you know what he told me as well? Bless him, Rashid. Sorry about this. Yeah. He goes to me, but proper straight face, yeah? Goes to me, bro. I was like, what happened, man? He goes to me, my rabbit died. I was like... He said Coco died, and then I go, how did it die? Yeah, I kept it in. Then he goes, a dog barked and it froze, like it died. Yeah, the heart exploded or something. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
They died from being scared, innit?
Yeah, right, basically. Yeah. So, I just laughed in his face, not on purpose, but it was just involuntary.
You know what I think, Rashid, if you can
that's on purpose.
Me.
Huh?
can I just say, if Rashid's listening, he's making notes last 15 years.
He's gonna
when he gets his black boy, he's gonna.
Let me tell you something. He done hijam on me.
He's just gonna cut you up, bro.
But if he cut me a little deep on the floor, I'll tell you that on purpose.
That's what I like. You wouldn't meet a sweeter soul, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, definitely, bro.
can you help me, the Rashid? I've just said you're really sweet, bro. Do me a favor now.
Go get your back drill that one. I think that's what we've got time for, bro.
What's how about the fight breakdown, bro?
Have you got a fight breakdown?
Yeah.
Oh, you found one. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
I've been watching those McDojo Life videos, you know the...
Oh, the black...
Oh, you
black
know what? Like,
but you know what, though? Bro, that's a good... That's actually a good thing to bring up as well, though. You were talking about it already.
Pseudo martial arts.
It's only the first...
Yeah, but even like...
47 seconds.
You're talking about... We're just talking generally about martial arts, what clubs to go to and stuff.
Right, yeah.
And it's like... If anyone's watching, yeah. Inshallah,
hopefully. There's about 2-3 people
please
watching.
Go check clubs out. And different clubs. So try different clubs, and then before you decide where to go, because there's a lot of people
just
that just
on that one
selling just witchcraft, bro.
Yeah, it is, man.
Or door to door.
I saw
selling.
One guy. Listen to this one. He's standing there. He's got one hand behind his back. Yeah. He's got his fingers like this. Yeah. And he's going like this.
And the guy's.
He's been. I'm like, bro. How do people believe that, man?
Did you see that really terrible MMA fight? That Japanese MMA guy versus that Japanese. Some
Aikido
master,
special,
Aikido master, and he went, and the guy just went,
and he goes, wait,
he knocked him clean out.
I put that one on. That was hilarious,
older
bro.
Guy.
But they hate
that guy now, because he beats up all the kung fu guys.
That's it.
What do you mean?
That MMA guy is going around exposing these guys.
Yeah. They need to be exposed, man. Because it's like a cult, basically. It's a cult.
It is a cult.
Yeah.
Bro, this got to be a funny one. It can't be a serious one, man.
Yellow Bamboo.
Yellow Bamboo. Yellow, that was like, that's the pinnacle of that, bro.
That's the best one.
We showed you that one.
Remember
the Chi one.
Oh, yeah.
Hadouken.
No, have you seen the one where he goes, right, she's going to run at you, be ready.
That's the one, that's the one.
Yeah. Like that and on the floor.
Broke her spine, bro. What's this?
You ready, yeah?
Full screen it, bro.
What's this one?
Is it road rage?
This looks like in UK.
Oh, no. Whoa.
So you guys have to get back.
Oh, he's not about it.
Ooh.
He's not about it.
Whoa! Oh! Oh! Double leg! Double. Whoa, wait. Oh, excellent. This is good. So look at it. He's now riding. Ooh! Oh!
What was that, bruv?
Chin strap.
Let's just watch the whole thing. That guy's out cleaning the bushes. That poor guy. Oh, he's back!
Oh!
Is this for real?
Is this real? This can't be real.
This is real,
bro. Bro, it's not real, man.
It's not real.
What do you mean?
Bro. It's not real.
He's gone to sleep.
Look. It's not real.
He's gone to sleep.
No,
the woman's calling police.
It's not real. It's not real.
Are you sure?
No, that's not real, bro.
That's not real. That's real.
That's real, bro.
It's two choreographs.
That clean knockout. But.
Bro, I hate
knockouts. Look at the strike, okay? Tell me if that... No, he launched that baseball.
No.
Boom.
No, that's real, bro.
It's not real, bro.
Boom.
If that's not real...
That's not real, bro.
I'm going to give them a good review, bro.
Dude, this should be on...
Look, where's the choke? So, where's the choke?
Bro, he's not a professional,
so it looks like the choke is actually a throat choke, not a blood choke. Because he's put his forearm around his neck.
I don't know, man.
It looked a little bit too...
I don't know, man. It looks too choreographed, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's not fun enough.
Like, you know that...
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't know.
This is the old people.
Firstly, pause it there. Double white.
Can I do this?
Trousers and shirt.
And stick as well. But like I say, he looks one of those guys, you know, from Back to the Future. You know, the blue... the group,
the blues
group.
Johnny be good.
Johnny be good.
This guy don't want to get married.
Whoa! Look at him, bro. Okay, look at the stance.
I don't
want
to go to jail.
Is that a knife?
What? Oh. Single leg. Oh, he's going parabola. He's going on the Minari road, bro.
You know he's old if he hangs his keys, bro.
Leg control, look.
Nice.
He's got, what's that? What would you call it? That's
he's actually
a Delahiva almost.
Yeah. No, that's called slapping your ass.
He took his weapon, by the way.
Technical stand up. What? Hand? Boom!
Oh. Yeah! That's right. Ooh, poof!
That's it, just walks away.
I'm going home.
Go back. Back more.
No, just. when he gets up.
Bro, how did he not get his trousers done?
I was just about to say that. I was like, how's this guy's clothes not day? Look.
Bro, it's plastic, bro. It's plastic.
Bro, he's strutting. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear...
I don't know if that ever happened to you, yeah? But you know when you stack it, yeah? You stack it on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah? Don't know if it ever happened to you. And then you get up. And you walk off, but you're damaged, bro.
Yeah.
You're damaged, but you have to walk it off.
Yeah.
Until there's no one seen, and you go. You know, that's what he's done, bro. He's like, oh my god, he's in pain.
Ready, yeah?
This looks like in the block, bro.
Oh, these are the best. Front kick, one, two, front kick.
Oh, this is dangerous, bro.
They're drunk. I don't like watching old people fight, bro.
Yeah. They're drunk, bro.
Yeah.
That guy's like, I'm going to work. Bundes.
He turned and said, Dad, bro. Dad, see you at home.
Okay.
I'll be back soon, Dad.
Can you find out one of that sister in Africa there? There's a mad.
Oh,
Tatoshi.
The judo throw.
Wow.
Yeah, that was beautiful, bro.
That was so. That's on point.
No, I you know what?
Wait.
This one. He takes off his bottoms.
This is somewhere in Sri Lanka, somewhere.
He's gonna
Is he biting him? He's biting him. Not biting. Oh, that man's biting him.
Close, God.
Hey, that's a woman.
That's a woman, bruv.
Oh, is that a woman?
He's controlling the head, though.
Oh, bro.
Well, whoever's taking the video of this, he's a waste, man.
He's a troll,
nah,
he's
man.
A troll,
I don't like watching stuff like that.
He's a troll, bro.
What's a Badaji, Badaji?
Nah, nah, nah.
What's Badaji?
Hezbollah.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to head out of here, bro.
What's it?
I got to go to... Mr. Tobi are doing the wrestling thing over there, isn't it?
Who?
If you guys want to come.
Completion, completion.
Sorry. I've got a thing at 7. Just down the road.
Where is it?
They're doing a youth club thing. They wanted to come and...
Completion, man.
Do some wrestling with them.
You're doing wrestling?
Yeah.
There's your boy
in there. Is that him, yeah?
Yeah. turn down the music, bro, man. Turn it off.
Bro.
He's captured the world's heart, bro.
Yeah, yes, bro.
Yeah. I watch this. He does this and he goes.
You're gonna see him wrestling, bro.
Bro, he's wrestling. He's good. Watch him wrestle with. Watch him wrestle with one other boy. He wrestled with another boy. Yeah.
Which one?
This door.
Look, he does inside. He always does inside trips. Oh,
is that?
Oh, double underhook.
No.
Ah, that's a natural. In his head. Oh, he's going throw? No, he's getting caught in him.
He's so small, bro.
He his
Oh,
Imran. Yeah. Can you get the door for me, sir?
Elbow strikes, bro.
The one downstairs.
Oh, the monkey.
The best one has to be... when he throw that punch and that kick.
The one he runs away.
Yeah.
when he
punched that brother and he ran up.
But that guy's a small brother as well.
Look.
Nice.
Nice snatch.
I just want to hear his voice.
He's so red.
Who do you reckon that guy is, man? Is that his brother or something?
Nah, this guy is...
I thought that was... It looks like Saeed, did it?
And he used to take pictures of, like, his big neck.
Is that
the
guy?
That's the guy.
Oh,
yeah.
The
no.
Fat
that's
neck.
Him.
Yeah.
Oh, is that him, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a real gun, bro?
This one's one.
This one.
Boom. Bro, just go back, Zach. Bro. But I love the way it goes.
You see the way he turned the knuckle as well, bro?
This is the best one.
This is the best one, bro.
Put
the volume up. We need the volume up, bro.
You reckon that's real blood?
Oh, they got the thing.
Find
the face of that one.
Face to face.
I got to go, man. Last one, inshallah.
Badashi means wait.
Cute, bro. I
want to
bite him.
Have they both got... It looks like they both got progeria.
Oh, my God. Wait.
I'm trying to keep me...
Wait. He started it off camera as well. Wait.
Watch, he's going to kick him. He just kicked him.
Exactly. He's like hold my hat, cuz.
Oh my God. This guy's wicked, man. He's good.
I love him, bro.
Yeah, my show.
And did you see the interview of him when they asked him, like, how do you feel about being, you know, he was like, I'm healthy, I've got nothing to work, like, do you see what I'm saying? I'm normal, just like you. I've got my brain, I can think, I can. Yeah. That's such a good attitude to have, isn't it?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Cool. Let's end it on there, inshallah, bro. It was a good episode. Thank you both. But I'm trying to make this regular, bro. Can we try and do it like once a month?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Are you sure, bro? Yeah. Are you going to...
If I'm not sleeping.
I'm just kidding, yeah, bro.
Next time we'll do it later, innit?
No, it's a good time, bro.
Is it?
Imran, he said he's outside the door.
Might be downstairs.
Downstairs.
Yeah, I was downstairs. Maybe the other door, man, the back.
No, it can't be. All right, let's end this episode. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Again, if you watched this episode and you haven't subscribed, you're a creep. So you've got all the way to the end. Just do me a favor. Just click on the subscribe button and the like button.
Send us some fight videos as well.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. If you're listening to this and you've got some, you know, fight breakdowns, we'll try to do this once a month. Any topics you want to discuss? Any martial arts topics? Medical questions? I mean, try and keep them PG because we don't want to air people's laundry. But yeah, so you guys, have you got anything else to add?
No, it's been really good, man. Can't wait to do it again.
Good.
You know what? Should we end it on this then?
Bro, what were you thinking, bruv?
Bro, he was doing up the gym, wasn't he? Bro, you know the funny thing is...
Well, you didn't do anything. What did you do?
I put one screw in.
He spray painted the kettlebells.
Can I tell you something, Zach? Can you blow the picture up? This is where the issue lies, right? You know when you see this, yeah? Now, I want to tell you something. I've got my mother's family's upper body.
Yeah.
I've got my father's lower body. I'm missing about 4 inches.
That beast, man.
It's all your fault,
you're
Dad.
You're all torso, bro.
Well, my mum's brothers, they're like 6+, man. My dad, mashallah. He kind of went...
We know he went in. He's like, you're right, fella.
you know your dad. Your dad's like, well, I was telling Kay about, you know, Red Bull. They brought this small little bottle, but it's got the same potency as the big one. Yeah. That's your dad, bro.
You know, just on that note, you know, just about my dad, I actually, you know, when you see him fight,
yeah,
we need to get that cine film done, the black and white cine film.
Have you got it?
I've got. If I give it to you, if you can process, yeah, that'd be great. You see him fight not only weight category but absolutes as well
in wrestling,
bro. When you see like him dashing a 9 kilo man,
yeah, but even most just do technical stuff with,
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's
he'll just drop you like me
100%.
And he always said to me, Khalid, why you do this move? Just. Uncle, this is right. Uncle, this is correct.
Master. Yeah, 100%, bro.
All the time, bro. No,
all right, guys, we're going to end it on that note, and I'll see you on the next one.
Exactly.
That's it.